Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, Tuesday, December 10th, we bring you another episode of our daily financial services news wrap. Let's delve into the world of financial advice, where we're noting a significant industry shift. The 2024 Australian Financial Advice Report by Investment Trends reveals a remarkable twist. It seems Australians are leaning more towards episodic financial advice rather than traditional full-service models. With nearly half of the nation's adult population seeking issue-specific counsel on matters such as retirement, investments, taxes, and home purchases, it's clear we're steering towards more accessible, cost-effective advisory services. What's more, Olivia Berenger, the research director, highlights that we as Australians are willing to invest substantially for tailored advice, arriving timely and affordable. The movement mirrors an encouragement towards personalized financial planning, which caters to unique life transitions. Safe to say, this trend could open avenues for sector advancement and legislative improvements. On the topic of retirement, a progressive proposal has been put forward that intends to reshape our superannuation landscape. Developed by the team led by Richard Dunn, the plan suggests to tax large withdrawals to promote a stable income stream in retirement. The proposed thresholds, $250,000 for lump sums and $150,000 annually for pensions, primarily target high balance accounts. With a straightforward aim to establish fairness and simplify the system, it brings an innovative approach to manage Australia's $4.1 trillion superfund. Meanwhile, in banking news, ANZ Bank is experiencing a major leadership overhaul. After almost 10 fruitful years as CEO, Shane Elliott is preparing to pass the baton to Nuno Matos, a dynamic leader with over three decades of banking experience, on July 3rd next year. Matos, previously with HSBC, is set to spearhead ANZ's future growth, particularly overseeing the crucial $4.9 billion Suncorp deal. As we thank Mr. Elliott for his visionary leadership, we're eager to see the path chalked out under Mr. Matos' command. Turning now to a stern reminder from the insurance sector, the story of a longtime car insurance client denied a claim due to an unknowingly lapsed policy. The incident reminds all of us about the critical importance of keenly monitoring our policy renewal dates. His claim appeal was unsuccessful as the Australian Financial Complaints Authority found no evidence of any mail disruption, thus confirming the policy's expiration. That's all the news we have for today. Remember, for more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Keep informed. Stay on top of your finances.